This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. At the ASEAN Security Summit in Singapore, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said there was still time to go for the United States to remain confident in North Korea's commitment to denuclearize. He referenced the June meeting in Singapore between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Chairman Kim made a commitment on June 12th in this very place. He said that he would denuclearize his country. We have been working since then to develop the process by which that will be achieved.
President Trump has received a letter from Kim, responding quickly with a letter of his own. Correspondents following up on their Singapore summit comes amid fresh concerns over Pyongyang's commitment to denuclearization despite a rosy picture of progress painted by Mr. Trump. Zimbabwe's newly elected president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has called on the country to unite a day after he was declared the narrow winner of the election. While the opposition leader, Nelson Chamisa, said the poll was a fraud, pledged to challenge the result, Mnangagwa pledged to be the president of all Zimbabweans and also said that Chamisa would have a vital role to perform in Zimbabwe's future. World Health Organization says it foresees huge difficulties ahead in efforts to combat the latest Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The WHO's Emergency Response Chief, Peter Salama.
On the scale of degree of difficulty, trying to extinguish an outbreak of a deadly high-threat pathogen in a war zone reaches the top of any of our scales.
Ebola is a constant threat in the Democratic Republic of Congo as the virus thrives in heavily forested areas. Newest outbreak, the 10th since the first one in 1976. This is VOA News.